Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Again, we will say, you might notice that my partner flips into channel too fast. Too fast as then identified by authorities in the esoteric world. The human being's cellular structure is not designed for trance. Corporally, there is a balance set up that is very 4D. Very 4D. You were born this way. You study this way. You go to school this way. And if you should study trance, mediumship, if you should study that which is channeling, you are given instructions to prepare yourself in certain ways. The tools to get there are those of relaxation and breathing, of visualization, of transformation of who you are into something else. That should take a while. And then you can channel. I told you some time ago that even that has changed. It doesn't make sense, dear ones, to turn on and off your spirituality, to have one structure called human and another called trance. We've told you now for some years that you can meld the two so you can instantly go into meditation, instantly get answers, and instantly channel. And it happens through that which is what we would call a rewriting of everything you thought. And what you think about and what you know, what you think you know, comes from being taught from others. Where else did you get it? Therefore, there is a linear lineage of how to do things, of how they work, of what is known, of what your teachers say. One of the biggest issues that we have talked about, and just recently, is what happens when you start to shift your thinking. I just told you that in order to meditate, to channel, to heal, perhaps, anything that used to take tremendous effort in getting to a certain place of consciousness is now available instantly, because you temper your own consciousness differently, so you walk around differently. And that gets us in trouble, because the teachers of the past have said that isn't the way it's done. Again, I want to remind you, what is it that changes your mind, dear ones? There are those sitting in front of me now, known to me, because I know your names, who have gone against the training. So you'll be trained in one thing and come out one way, and then start to have aha experiences that rewrite and reframe what you know. The hardest thing that is possible for the human being at the moment is to change their minds about profound things that affect them. It is almost a betrayal of those who taught you. If you've had a mentor who teaches you the way things work, it is only naturally to fall in love with that information, perhaps even the mentor herself or himself. And you capture that personality and you say, this is the one that I follow. This is who I learned from. This is what I know. And you teach it and you capture it and you use it every single day. And then something happens. Someone comes along and says, you know, that's different now. Or perhaps your own awareness says, wow, it seems to be different now. At that instant, you have to make up your mind. Yes or no? And if you start to shift and change even a little, it can carry the feeling of betrayal to that one that you have loved and followed and cherished. This is how you know if you're an awakened light worker, because you can track back to a time when you started to shift against what you were told. It is so important for you to understand that if you have shifted from what you've been told, that doesn't mean that the past was incorrect. It means that things have shifted and changed. So the shift and change that you are in carries that information which is different than you were taught and told and makes you an outsider to many others who may have been taught and told with you. It is why so many of you are what we call black sheep in your families. You step out of the karma, out of the training, out of that which your parents have told you, your teachers have told you, in order to awaken to something to you which makes a lot more sense, that is more beautiful and elegant for you. The masters of the planet did not go around accusing others of being wrong. What they did was to show the magnificence of being right. The right and wrong is not black and white. It's shades of awareness and consciousness. But the masters had some of the highest shades. And what it built into them was compassion, no judgment. They showed something that everybody wanted. And it didn't make anybody incorrect or wrong. It simply changed the paradigm of thought. It upgraded it. When you go to school and you go from grade to grade, you realize that information becomes more elegant and more understood until you reach a point where you graduate. Is there anything incorrect in your life about going through those shades of light and dark in order to come to a graduate place? Sometimes you go through stages where you learn elementary things, and you can throw away the elementary things when you get to higher levels of learning. I ask you before, and have many times, how many of you carry the primers with you that you learned to read? And the answer is none of you. And the reason is because the primer is no longer needed. It got cognized in you, and reading is part of you. Do you see where I'm going with this? There are still those carrying around the accoutrements of spirituality, things they were told they had to do or be or carry with them or touch or face, certain ways of breathing and doing. That's the primer. That starts to then be dropped because it becomes intuitive inside. Every single one of you here is being touched in certain ways, some slowly and some quickly, with the realization that there may be more than you thought. And the realization of being more is not there's more information. That the world is bigger, you are bigger, and that when you start examining it, it's benevolent. It doesn't come at you with fear or judgment. In fact, each door that is opened slowly contains joy. Awareness of light is a joyful experience, even when you are perhaps dealing with the issue of betrayal of a teacher. You start to understand the appropriateness of it all. And so this message this day is about the appropriateness of shift and change. Don't be afraid to look around. I will say this to those who are listening right now, not necessarily in the group. If this prompts you to look around and it's fearful, or if it's not right or it's not right time and you want to shut the door, do it. I want you to do what's most intuitive. That simply means it's not ready yet. That is how all growth works. If you're ready to ride the bike, you ride it. If you need training wheels, they're there. And if you can't ride it today, you may ride it tomorrow. But the bike always is there to be ridden. And so you go at your own pace and at your own speed. There is no correct or incorrect in this. Again, we say, your path is your path. It belongs to you. It's beautiful. It's respected. No matter what you see around you, no matter what you're told, no matter what the shoulds and should nots be of those who might advise you, you are your best advisor. The maturity that you have for yourself is the king of all of this. We said it before. Do not always look outside of yourself for solutions when the best ones for your path are your own. It's a beautiful message of self-empowerment, and it's a difficult thing for many old souls who have trudged a track in the past of being pushed and pulled by energy and others to get to the place where you are today. May I say it to you, you're free. This shift has made you free to think as you wish, to go where you want, and to start collecting energy that you need for a new life. Even if it's a subtle new life, it's one where you wake up smiling instead of worrying. That's it for today. We'll speak one more time. Perhaps more. And so it is.